From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. The Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. And after 2.5 years of trial, tribulations, doing what we could do, we're shutting the doors of Radio Monterey at the end of the month. December 31st is the last day for Radio Monterey, but not the last day for Good Vibrations Radio. So stay tuned, stay informed, get on our email list, pay attention to the website, because we will still be blasting and broadcasting well on past the new year. Radio Monterey will actually become a podcast site. I'll be posting podcasts of different shows as well as different political commentary. So stay tuned to the Radio Monterey site and pay attention to what's going on there. We just won't be broadcasting out. Now, Magic for Life is also the promoter producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which was just held at the last weekend of October, Halloween weekend, Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Day of the Dead, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and therefore, it's time to have fun. And we'll be back at the fairgrounds in October of 2017. We're still working on the dates with the fairgrounds, but get on the email list of rhodapsychicfair.com. So you can stay informed about ongoing events. We want to get some quarterly previews going and some other smaller venue type of reading and healing sessions. Get on the email list so you can know everything that's going on. Be informed. After all, this year is going to be a year of transition for each and every one of us as we move from that state of where we were to a state of taking action. No more passivity allowed in the world. Well, here we are. We just had a powerful day yesterday, and I'll get to that a little bit later. But for right now, let me do some Day by Day with James Allen. As you know, he wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And he wants to remind us every time, our thoughts, our habits, our actions have brought us to this present reality. We are the creator of the present reality we're in. Doesn't matter what external factors have done. It's what we've done with those external factors that create this reality. And each day when we awaken, we have a new opportunity to create a future. It doesn't have to be the same reality we're in. We can create a new future by the thoughts and habits and actions we start taking in this day. Now, yesterday, for the 19th of the month, James Allen said, good thoughts bear good fruit. And that's why I wanted to refer to it. It's such a great thought. Every thought seed sown or allowed to fall into the mind and to take root there produces its own, blossoming sooner or later into act and bearing its own fruitage of opportunity and circumstance. Good thoughts bear good fruit. Bad thoughts bear bad fruit. But for the 20th day of the month, the day right before our solstice, right after our retrograde that I'll talk about later, for the 20th, he tells us, be blind to failure. He who cherishes a beautiful vision, a lofty ideal in his heart, will one day realize it. Now, he doesn't mean ignore the fact that you had a failure. But what he's saying is, don't let the failure rule you. We all have failures. We all make mistakes. We learn best from our mistakes and our failures than we do from our successes. But don't live in the failure. Don't stay stuck there. And as you know, I like to do some daily words from Unity as well. And for yesterday, the daily Unity told us to bless the world with words of peace and actions of goodwill. Those were certainly good thoughts for that Electoral College Day, wasn't it? No matter what the outcome, whether you like the outcome or not, I bless the world with words of peace and actions of goodwill. And for today, my spirit rejoices in the infinite goodness of the divine. See, the key is we do control 100% what we do with the circumstances given to us. It's not always easy, and it's not rose-colored glasses. It's not ignoring what's there, but it's what are you going to do about it? Reminds me of Sean Connery in the movie The Untouchables with Kevin Costner about Elliot Ness. And Sean Connery keeps saying to Kevin Costner, so what are you going to do about it? And that's really what it is. Whatever is presented to us is what it is. Now, what are you going to do about it? And someone who tells us what to do about some of these things is our segment host coming right up. Now, Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer, an expert in vibrational numerology and palmistry and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she is a real-world agent of transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color. She provides custom essential oil blends, hand-dyed silk scarves, and custom teas for her clients to create unique fusion consultations and empower their personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. She provides a unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Oh, well, thank you, Solazar, and happy December to everybody. December is this month every year that is about heaven on earth. That's pretty good, right? It is also this month that allows us to plant the seeds for the upcoming year. And this isn't like just any December. This isn't just like any year. Next year is not going to be just like any year, because next year is going to be our first pure 1 year starting a new cycle in limitlessness. So the seeds that we are planting through this December are amazingly powerful seeds because they are being nurtured and nourished and fertilized with limitless potential and possibilities, with magic and miracles. That's pretty cool, huh? That good thoughts bear good fruit. That's one to maybe write down and put up on your, next to your computer, maybe in the car, next to the phone. And every time we find ourselves in this month of December reacting to something, reacting from all our part of ourselves, from, you know, that less than kind part of ourselves, to stop and say, ah, good thoughts bear creative part of 2017, this amazing new beginning year, this year of becoming who we really came to be in this life. And if we think about where we are in the month, we really only have a handful of days. Let's see, if today is Tuesday, we have, let's see, that would be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 days. Wow. 12 days to plant the seeds for that are going to influence the rest of this life. So in each day, in each moment, for the rest of this month, we have really amazingly powerful, potent possibilities that are brewing. So today, let's start with today. Today is all about awakening. There's this huge infusion, kind of a wake-up call, saying when we talk about who we are and what we're here to do and what we came to be, it all comes down in every one of our equations into flavors of love. And today, the energy of awakening is based on that humanitarian, universal love, that unconditional Christ-conscious love that really is a building block of creation, is a building block of who we are. And paired with the Master Lover's energy, which at the highest level is bringing together the divine feminine, the divine masculine, saying, through love, anything can be healed. Through love, anything can be balanced. Through love, we can see a higher perspective. We can find a better solution. We can see a better direction. So today, very powerful day. It also, we talked about December serving as the preview of that first 6 months of the year. So every day in December correlates to some part of when we get to 2017. And today gives us the entire summary of April. April is a month that's all about that same universal Christ-conscious love, that energy of service through love and light and truth in the world. So today is a day of liberation. And we have been through a whole year now, this year of 2016, where its ultimate goal is about liberation. It's about graduating from the school of limitations. It's about being willing to let go of anything that doesn't serve you, anything that you say, okay, I've learned enough of this lesson. I am ready to learn the easy way. I am ready to learn with joy and enthusiasm and laughter and love and truth. So today, whatever is going on in your world, set a little time aside just to go inside, just to connect with your soul, to connect with your team, your angels and your masters and your guides, and say, I am here, and I am willing to co-create with you, to partner, to create a new seed. And I may not even know what that seed looks like, but I just want to be authentically who I am in the world. I just want to shine my light brighter. I just want to feel more of that universal love, to be a conduit and a channel and a vessel and an amplifier of that love. Now, whatever it is for you, just sit down and spend a moment planting and nurturing and nourishing that seed. And then when we go to tomorrow, tomorrow gives us another little infusion of limitlessness. So whatever seed you planted today gets watered tomorrow. And then Thursday, another wake-up day. And so it gives you kind of an echo of the energy of today on Thursday, but it takes it up a whole nother octave, and it's saying, ah, in anything in my life that is not consistent with that direction, I offer up to be transformed. I offer up to release anything that's holding me back. And in this month of December, anything that's holding me back from living a life that is heaven on earth. So it's good in this week to dig in a little bit and say, well, what are those things that might be holding me back, and am I willing to let go of them? And then as we go to Friday, another really huge day, we've got a day that echoes, we've had a couple of them this month, the 14th and the 5th. So this is where we have this amazing doorway that is embracing change. It's approaching life as if it's a grand adventure, that it is a grand experiment. And in that embracing change, we allow our life to be transformed. It also creates this portal energy of that heaven on earth. So it's saying, I am willing to change to allow my life to be heaven on earth, to be an example of heaven on earth. And not from an external sense, from an inside out, to realize that I carry heaven within me, you carry heaven within you. Together, we create that heaven together. So it's really going inside, but then allowing those changes taking place inside to manifest then outside in your world also. Then Saturday, again a big day, it's opening up, let's see, how do I explain this one? So this is kind of stepping in Saturday to the infinite flow of grace with the divine, to open our hands to receive. So I think that's really kind of a beautiful day to have that be Christmas Eve. Because part of what the universe wants to be able to do at this point is to bestow us with our birthright, to allow us to open to that grace that we have stored lifetime after lifetime, to be willing to open up to receive that flow of prosperous abundance from the universe. And not in a financial sense necessarily, it's that feeling that we are thriving in life, feeling fully alive because our physical bodies are just radiating with that energy, pulsing with that beat of the planet and the pulse of the divine, being so open with our hearts that our life is an expression of love. All these things, whatever it is for you to live a prosperous, full, thriving life, that's that energy of the 24th. And it's paired on the spiritual with clarity and wisdom. So that gives you a clue of, if I'm in this immensely powerful time of transition, to say, this is where my life's at now. This is where I want it to be. And I am going to open my arms up wide and be a receptive vessel for the universe to give me those gifts, to have my soul bestow me with those gifts. If my hands are full, if I'm grasping on to the old things that no longer serve me, and I am not open to receiving, the universe can try to give us all kinds of things. Our angels and masters can give us insights, but we don't hear them because we're turning and looking the other way. So that is a day to practice receiving love, receiving gifts. Think of it as training wheels for the bigger things. And then, let's see, on Christmas Day, we have another day that's really devoted to self-love. So it's also about being willing to open up to receive. And sometimes the best gifts that we can get or receive are really that relationship with our own soul, with feeling that we truly are loved. And sometimes, particularly during the holidays, we're looking for that love to come outside of ourselves, from families, from spouses, from friends, from coworkers. All of it's externalized. And people can feel, even if they're in relationships, very lonely during the holidays because they're not feeling that love that they want to feel. But as soon as we can open that door in our heart, that door to our soul, that door to our spirit, and just know that we are so loved by the divine, we are so loved from our angels, from our masters, from our guides, we are so loved by Gaia. We are so loved by Helios and Vesta. We are so loved. And if we can walk through Christmas Day with that energy, then we truly are expressing what Christ is about. It's being that love and light in the world. And it's not about giving presents or receiving presents. Yes, that's nice to have that expression and that exchange, but it's really about receiving and exchanging that love, most importantly, with our souls and the divine. So then we get into Monday, huge universal recycling day. So anything you've stored up to the very last minute that is ready to be released, that's the day to do it. But that is also a huge day for graduation, because that's ultimately what this year is about, is to complete and integrate all these lessons from the last 9 years, from this lifetime up to this point, from past lives, and say, I am willing to let all those things go, and I'm willing to walk into 2017 with a clean slate, with a new count, with almost like a virgin field of snow, where I'm going to place the first tracks. Very big day. It also has that self-love energy on the spiritual, so we've got a whole theme going for the week, and that leads us up to next Tuesday, another really big day. So it has a portal of creativity that is influencing it on the spiritual, and it's really giving you access to the whole living library, everything under heaven and earth, alpha and omega energy. So what's that saying is that kicks off the last 5 days of the month. And ideally, by the time we get through the 26th on Monday, we have let go of everything we need to let go of. And we use those last 5 days really to very much focus on that creative seed planting for what we want to create in this life. Because we have powerful energy through those last 5 days to facilitate and empower and amplify whatever it is that we're planting. So we've got a big set of energy to work with between now and the end of the year. So as you go through your day and your week, set time aside just for you. Don't get caught up in just the busyness of all of the holiday season. And it can be just a few minutes a day. But if you can take those few minutes, and I'm finding it helps if it's first thing in the morning when the sun is coming up, of really kind of trying to consciously set those intentions. Back to Solazar's quote, good thoughts bear good fruit. And again, a little bit before you go to bed. And if you can do more, great. But even that makes a difference. And we've talked about these preview calendars, and Solazar has created them so that they're available to all the listeners if you go out to the Good Vibrations Radio website. And it really helps with tracking these dates. They're a little bit hard to follow verbally. And I like using it. I print it off, and I write down next to the day a few keywords so that I know when I get to April, I can look at what came up for me today and realize that's part of the seed that I planted. And if it's something that requires transformation, well, then I am, you know, forewarned is, what is that thing? I don't remember the quote. Something about forewarned is being prepared. But basically,
forearmed.
You can...
Being forewarned is forearmed.
Oh, gosh. No wonder I couldn't remember it. Well, we need a better quote for that. But it gives you the ability to be prepared and then consciously work with that power of transformation as we go into next year, constantly being able to nurture and nourish all these seeds that we've planted. So great calendar, great tool Solazar has created. So go ahead and go out and get that off the website. And a couple of the other tools that I've been working with pretty consistently this year and I like to share with people are the vibrational tools that we can work with to tap into these different energies, these different universal laws. So if we want to look at the energy of December and tap into that heaven on earth energy, then the colors are aquamarine and pumpkin, copper and eggplant, and aromatherapy, ylang-ylang, and if you smelled ylang-ylang, it does smell like heaven. Clary sage, which is very clearing and earthy, and melaleuca, which also is very cleansing and purifying. So all of those essential oils are available through doTERRA, which has some of the purest therapeutic grade oils. So I either diffuse them or you can put them directly on your wrist and you can feel your body responding to them. So the other key with that heaven on earth energy is the power of forgiveness. And whenever we forgive, we open up a little bit of space inside ourselves for a little more light, a little more love, a little more heaven on earth. So doTERRA also does a forgive oil that is extremely powerful, and I'm finding it to be very effective. I think it's something everyone should have in their arsenal. And so work with that one too. And if you want to start working and preparing with the energy for next year, so when you're doing your seed planting, we'll work with the energy of the one, which is all about that union with the all, connecting and realizing that we're all interconnected. So both it has the aspect of understanding ourselves individually, understanding ourselves and realizing the unique contributions that we provide to the world, but that we really are one. So it's kind of two sides of a coin, and it reflects that I am consciousness, that I am love, I am divine. It's the namaste energy. So if we want to work with the colors, it's beige, chocolate. Chocolateholics will be excited to know that chocolate is empowered for the entire year of 2017, so you can stock up now. Apricot and turquoise. And the aromatherapy is coconut, myrrh, and dill. I particularly like working with the myrrh for connecting with that one energy. It's the oil of Mother Earth, and so it has this very, very grounded, very earthy quality that it almost makes you think about planting seeds. It connects you and grounds you with those forces of creation of Mother Nature. So very powerful ones to work with. The myrrh and the dill are also available through through doTERRA, and I found a great coconut that was available from Hawaii. So when we come together again, I'll get you some more information about that if you're interested in looking for that essential oil. So Solazar, that gives us, my goodness, some of the information to work with for this week. And you had said yesterday was very powerful, so I wanted to hear what all was going, because vibrationally it was also very powerful. Well, I wanted to hear what's going on with some of the astrological aspects.
Well, of course, yesterday was the Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, which, as I said last week, I may not have said it on Tuesday, might have said it just on Thursday, but certainly an interesting aspect to happen during the Electoral College days, but when they all met. Of course, they all gave the presidency to Trump anyway, and now it goes to the House. But so Mercury, our planet of words, thoughts, and all things electronic, as well as our daily routine, everything is just getting chucked into the Cuisinart. You may have found some of that churning happening, but expect more of it going forward. Now, Capricorn is an interesting sign for it to be in, because Capricorn, as you know, is an earth sign. And it's going to feel like all of our carefully laid plans are like nails scratching along a blackboard or chalkboard. We're going to see loopholes, pulled threads everywhere we look. So everything that seemed like it was neat and tidy is now like a cat getting into the Christmas tree or your wrapped presents. It's going to be all over the place. But the thing is, we want to understand that this is really just a perception. It's not reality. So a good thing to do is, you know, if you're shopping, shop early. You may find things arriving late. Watch your passwords. Don't expect to get to places on time. Give yourself more time. And also, don't expect that what you're saying makes any sense. Or if you hear something from someone that doesn't make sense, it's probably not you. It's just them and Mercury. So everybody's going to have trouble understanding what each other is saying. It's also a tough time for us right now with Mercury in this retrograde in Capricorn for continuing to feel the paranoia about the incoming administration. Capricorn is determined to keep others from seeing their true assets. And that's for all of us. We're going to hold on to it. We don't want you to see what we have. Expect some of that. Don't be extra paranoid. Wait for things to present themselves to you during this time. Don't let yourself get fretted or built up, whether it's the administration or the people you're with or work or family or whatever else. People are holding on to things because that's the Capricornian energy. We're going to have to work a little harder, which lasts through January 8th. So like the Beatles said, just let it be. Dig in, let it be. Don't start new things. Not a good time. Fix the leaks, fix the gaps, sew up the threadbare pieces, slow down, breathe, smell the flowers, chew slowly, and whatever you're working on, review, and then review, and then review, and then review some more. Now, at the same time yesterday, not at the same exact time, actually earlier, Mars entered Pisces. So we got Mercury, our retrograde, going retrograde in Capricorn. And then we have Mars, which is our planet of drive and energy, vitality, fire and brimstone, entering the extrasensitive, intuitive, flowing, changeling energy of Pisces. So as we know, adding fire to water may create steam, but generally it puts out the fire. So our gusto, our drive, our forward motion is underwater right now. It's not going to be as driven. If we try to force it, we're essentially forcing against type. So we may feel a little confused, a little more tired. We may even feel repressed or held back. We might feel like something's stopping us. It's a good time to determine what's important to you. Like you said, when you're talking about that other energy, Kira, and leading into the Christmas week, remember, Christmas is a pagan holiday co-opted by the Christians. What we're really saying, this is a good time to really examine, what do you believe? What are your principles? What's important to you? What do you want to carry forward into the new year? So instead of taking this time as I'm not able to do, this is a good time to say, what is really important to me at a core level? You know, Pisces is expressive and mystical. It's also good with that energy to write, to just write down. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm feeling. So as you're talking about using the preview calendar, it's also good if you're writing down what's going on during the day to really talk about your feelings, your thoughts, what seems like it's important, what you think is shifting in you. So if we allow this transit that happened yesterday to actually work magic on us instead of trying to swim against the current, we can actually come out so much ahead for next year. In addition, it will help heal a lot of those childhood woundings we talked about with Chiron, because those come out of places that we often don't explore. So watch. We're also going to feel a mixture of both compassion and condescension toward others. So we want to watch for that, that in our rapid attempt to be compassionate, that we're not just being condescending to someone else. Because with the Mercury in retrograde, they'll feel the hurt. Trust me. So try to make sure we were expressing openly, honestly, through our heart, that we are being compassionate to others' issues, as ridiculous as it may seem that somebody is having this drama about this. Just a little compassion. And if you really feel the need to do something, you know, feed the hungry, rescue puppies, do something that makes you feel good. Don't feel like you have to fix the world. Now, tomorrow, on the solstice, the sun enters that magical sign of Capricorn again. So now our sun's going into that capable sign of Capricorn. Now, the interesting thing about the sun in Capricorn versus that Mercury in Capricorn is Capricorn is determined, it's persistent, and it's a head-down energy. You know, Capricorn digs in and gets it done. They're not quick moving. They're not slow moving. When they get on a course, they're going to stay on that course for a while. So those things that seem like they're not working right now, just give it a couple of days. Even with the Mercury retrograde, when the sun gets into Capricorn, we'll be able to plot out those details and start moving them forward. And remember, the goat doesn't care how it gets over the mountain, the Capricornian goat. It just gets over the mountain, and it will keep getting over the mountain. So don't always be stuck on it has to be a certain path for what you're trying to do. And winter solstice is that magical time for, at least I believe so. After all, what have we done? We've come through all of this increasing darkness, and the winter solstice starts bringing us back to the light.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that was the most important part I wanted to share for this week. And there were so many things going on with the vibrations. I forgot to bring up winter solstice. Yes, huge to have that reaffirmation of really what our lives have been so much about. In this whole time of limitation, we came to be the light in the world. We came to hold that light, and that remains what our truth is. That remains what our purpose and our mission in this world is. And so in that time where you could say, well, this is the greatest darkness, it's just turning up that light inside.
But remember, the greatest darkness is the greatest time for us to go within and get clear.
Exactly.
Here's another thing. I don't know about you or others, but maybe it's just this thing about getting older. The only impact I really have about the getting dark early is that first time when we set the clocks back, that first time. But then what I notice is like, the darkness no longer matters to me. It's not an importance. I mean, it does matter from there's less sunlight. That certainly matters. But it no longer matters. It's just a time of doing. It's just a time of expressing. It's just a time of being. So the fact of going back to the light allows us, as of Wednesday, to rebirth ourselves anew. And like you were saying earlier, and like I talk about with the James Allen, if we choose to rebirth ourselves anew, stuck in the past, and by past I'm going to say, we're going to get stuck in the election and what didn't happen, instead of saying, here's what I want for my life, and if they pull this or pull this, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to be active, I'm going to take an action, I'm going to be there. But don't get stuck in what didn't happen. Because we can't make what didn't happen happen. And so we get to rebirth on Wednesday. And I wanted to share with you, too, even though I'll touch on this, Thursday is Your Lucky Stars with Joyce Muse right here on Good Vibrations Radio. But I want to mention, just so you'll have this, Kira, that we also, on the 24th, Saturday, we have Saturn in Sagittarius, which is going to trine Uranus in Aries. Now, we know Saturn is about, you know, our fears, our challenges, our discipline. You know, Saturn often brings us a lesson so we can learn from it. That's its focus. It's kind of like the Ganesha of the solar system. And then we have Uranus, which is all about change and innovation and originality and shifting. And it's in Aries. So we've got them both in fire signs coming together. And a trine is a nice aspect. It's really like they're shaking hands and saying, hey, let's partner up and do something. You know, and
that was on Saturday.
That's on Saturday. So this is actually going to be really like an uplifting energy that's going to come forward. And so even if getting through this week with the retrograde and some of the other energies, if people start feeling a little rushed, a little pressed, a little down, the thing is, we're going to get that lift on Saturday. And I think that's really important. And we just want to be careful that we apply patience, because with all that fire energy, we might be in a big rush. But it will be a lift. It will be a great time for all of us to experience that. And we're going to have some small stuff on Christmas Day, but with Venus and Jupiter and Uranus and Saturn again. And it's just going to be kind of a lucky convivial day if we allow it. And again, I think it starts with remembering on the solstice, and start by remembering now. Remember on the solstice, we are being reborn. We are coming to light. You know, it's interesting. The 24th is the start of Hanukkah. And the 26th, of course, is the start of Kwanzaa. And then, of course, the Christian 25th is Christmas Day. We've got all of those things converging in this magical year, closing with the nine, our graduation completion. We've got that whole cycle of Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of all of those things coming together, leading us to a new year when we get to redefine ourselves. So those were my thoughts, Kira. Any questions or?
Well, it's an amazing week, and I think it's good to remind people, when you said Christmas was co-opted from a pagan holiday, right? Which really comes back to the solstice, is to use this time to connect with the earth, to connect with nature, to appreciate all the beauty that surrounds us, all the incredible creative capacity of this planet, and how magnificent that is, and how magnificent we are as human beings, how resilient we have been, how adaptable and changeable we have been. And in that rebirth process, to say, I choose to become whoever I came here to be. I choose to become more an authentic expression of my soul and of the light and love and truth in the world. You know, that affirmation aligned with the power of what's starting and kicking off today through winter solstice all the way through till we're together again next Tuesday is an amazing passage. And sometimes it's just giving permission that I am willing to be different a week from now than I am today. In a good way, right?
Yeah.
I'm willing to become more of who I am.
Well, and I think I had an interview earlier today with some folks that I'll play on the 29th, and it's about the Book of Destinies, and it's about human design and finding out the definition of yourself and your life theme. It was a very interesting interview. But one of the things that it really comes down to that we discussed there, and I think you touched on it here, is that we're in this life to be who we are. And it's not really as profound a thing as we might think it is, but it is a question of listening to ourselves to know who we are. And we can do that with love and be unapologetic. And I said it in that order because sometimes we're unapologetic, we might be more like a Donald Trump, and there's no love there. But if we do it with love to be unapologetic, this is who I am.
To know that who I am is constantly growing and changing and evolving. So the who I am today may not be the same who I am that I was 20 years ago. And may not be the same who I am 5 years from now.
Well, maybe not in the expression of it, but the core is always the same.
Yes.
The core, that's the piece of, we know our core. I believe what I'm about to say is true, and others may not take it as such, and that's fine. Is I believe we always know our core. The question is, are we too afraid to bring it out, or are we only willing to bring out pieces of it? And the real issue is, we have to get past all the fears, all the strictures and structures others have placed around us and in front of us, and say, I am willing to bring out the truth of who I am. And that's why what we express in the world is what changes. But I believe who we are here to be is always inside us. It's just, are we willing to bring it out? That's just my belief on that, Kira. And I think we find that as we go through, we spend time polishing up and trying out different things. You know, like Nadine Lajoie, who went from being a race car driver to being a spiritual teacher. You know, in one sense, the two things brought her together from the same core. But she had to try out different things to get in touch with some of those elements inside her. You're quiet.
Yes. Yeah. And, I was just digesting what you said. I think that's a good example. You know, I think some of us, if I look at my life, I spent a lot of years almost hiding from who I was to try to be what I thought everyone else wanted me to be so that I could be accepted and loved. So that comes back full circle to what we've talked about and the power of today, that if we align with that we are the very fabric of love and that we were never left the divine and that we really are loved and we're not looking for that outside of ourselves, something completely changes. The climate completely changes inside. And then suddenly, it's like just this aha, suddenly you show up in a different way and you just are who you are. And everybody's process and path is different, but I think it's all about that discovery and then that allowing whatever that is that we are to just be. And to me, that's a lot of the power of the solstice.
Yeah, and I think what goes to that is that whole issue of, you know, be your own fan. Don't wait for the fans to line up at the door. Be your own fan. Love yourself. Honor yourself for what you do. Focus on for what you do well. And don't let the reinforcements, the critical reinforcements from the outside that are tests, that are about what you don't do well, don't let them tear at you because it's not them. It's only about you.
And you used to share a quote, and I believe it came from Deepak Chopra, that it said, I am free of the good and bad opinions of others.
Yeah, I'm independent of the good and bad opinions of others. Yeah, I'm independent.
Yeah, say it one more time.
I'm independent of the good and bad opinions of others. I'd like to caveat it, hold your thought, to let people know you don't say that to other people. You say that to yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah, that would work out well. But I've been thinking about that this week. As people go into the holidays and a lot of times are around family and a lot of people's families included a lot of judgment, and so it kicks up people's boo-boo areas, right? So that's a good one to keep in your back pocket if you're going to be facing a few tests as you go through the holidays, right? Know that it's just a test. This is time to graduate from those things, to give yourself permission to say, I don't need to seek anyone's approval outside of myself one way or the other. So that good or bad opinion, right? Good or bad opinion. And just let it go. So whatever those final things are in these last 12 days of December, it's like the 12 days of Christmas, right? Yeah. The last 12 days of December, each day, take one of those things that has maybe thwarted you all your life and say, I'm willing to let this go.
Yeah, I'd like to add something onto that, Kira, even though it's not the point you were making. But I would remind people that also when they get together, especially with family and friends, and then somebody says, oh, you know, we have to do our XYZ that we always do, or, oh, we've got to do our 1-2-3 that we always do. And the real issue is, it's like anything else. If what you're doing is something that really is a celebration from the heart, then do it. But you know what? Sometimes we get into those patterns and routines of those things, and they no longer hold any real value to us. So don't sit around, especially on the holiday, and say, you know, we didn't do X, or we didn't do Y, or we didn't do this. If really what you did held value for you, it doesn't matter what you didn't do.
Oh, I don't know what they're called.
The solstice?
It was like, well, that, but also there's the gratitudes, because this is, these last 12 days, when we talk about planting seeds, what you water the seeds with are gratitude. So when you are anchoring heaven to earth, you do anchor it through gratitude. When you're experiencing something as you go through this passage, and it could be something as beautiful as the sunrise, that you go, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. I'm so grateful I get to experience this. To getting to hug a loved one that you haven't seen for a long time. To whatever the things are that open your heart, that make you happy to be alive. Water those gratitudes. Water your seeds. Extend that moment and ground that to earth.
Well, how about this? This may not be what you were thinking. Were you thinking, I am a worthy, deserving person?
That's no. A good one, too.
Okay. But here's what I have. It's just, I'm open to receive. I feel connected with my source. I let go of all my stress and worries and feel peaceful inside. I am aware of my whole body here in this present moment. I honor and love myself just as I am. I am ready to experience the feelings in my heart. I accept everyone just as they are. I am here to serve, to love, to prosper, and enjoy myself. I am ready to act with courage and integrity. I choose to enjoy this moment.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. But I don't recall what the gratitudes were. I apologize for that. But I do remind folks of the gratitude prayer from Reverend Charlotte Tinker, which is very simple, and just, or affirmation, which is, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And everyone can do that on a daily basis. Anything else you'd like to share, Kira? I apologize that I don't know what the gratitudes are.
I like what you shared.
Okay.
So for this holiday, for this solstice, we send all of the listeners all of our love and light, and thank you for this journey together, because it's all about that connecting points of light to create a community of light. To, as we do that, it helps other people awaken. It helps other people have the courage to shine their light a little brighter. So know that every person you interact with during this time, it's one of those moments that you help each other be more of who you are. And with that, I just want to wish everyone and bless everyone with namaste. And I hope you have a beautiful holiday of lights between now and when we come together again.
Well, blessings to you as well. So in closing, as Kirilani mentioned about forgiveness, let's once again do our forgiveness prayer. It goes through the three levels of forgiveness. We forgive others. Then we forgive ourselves for what we've done to others. We forgive ourselves for what we've done to ourselves. And we release all that energy. So as we go into this holiday season, our solstice, our Christmas, our Hanukkah, our Kwanzaa, let's go ahead and close tonight's show with our forgiveness prayer. I'll say it, leave a space for you to repeat it after me. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence, and so it is. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I am worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I'm worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself, and I know my worthiness. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Remember to tune in Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. to hear Joyce Muse and Your Lucky Stars. Remember, turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.
Vibrations of heaven and with earth. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations of heaven and with earth. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations.
I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Make more. Teach. Visit teach.org. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council. I knew I had a problem.
Eating and eating.
I felt so alone.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. Start living the life you deserve. Find us on the web at oa.org.